Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A Napaskiak man who was arrested on a first-degree murder charge for the shooting death of an off-duty police officer. KTVA-TV reports Adam Williams was taken into custody for killing Kyle Wasilli. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says CPR was attempted on Wasilli, who was shot at a home owned by a relative of Williams, but he could not be resuscitated. Village Police Chief Roman Daniel of nearby Nunapitchuk says Wasilli was off-duty at the time of the shooting. Troopers say Wasilli's family had been notified. Williams was taken to the Yukon Kuskokwim Correctional Center. Court records show he was arraigned on Sunday. Here in Juneau, Kenny's Liquor Market in downtown was robbed Monday night, and police say they arrested a suspect about 12 hours later. With the help of images from video surveillance cameras posted on Facebook, Juneau Police Department says it got a tip on where to find the suspect. They arrested 35-year-old David Gene Hamilton for first-degree robbery and an outstanding charge for missing a court appearance. Hamilton is being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center on no bail. The loan insurer offering policies on Alaska's individual health insurance market has filed for an average rate decrease of about 22% next year. If approved, it would be the first time the average rate has decreased under the current health care law in Alaska. Rate increases reached as high as about 40% previously and averaged about 7% for this year. The commissioner of the Department of Revenue is resigning to focus on ministry work. Randall Hoffbeck's last day will be August 17th. In his resignation letter, Hoffbeck says it's time for him to complete the call to ministry God has placed on my heart. Hoffbeck says he regrets not being able to deliver a complete fiscal plan to resolve the state's multi-billion dollar budget deficit. Longtime Kodiak resident and Republican Senator Gary Stevens will run for lieutenant governor in 2018, and for now, his is the only name on a list of potential people filing for that position. Stevens has spent almost 18 years in the legislature, and before that, he was also a familiar face in Kodiak's local government. He served as mayor of both the Kodiak Island Borough and the city of Kodiak, and was also the school board president. Stevens has been in the state senate since 2004 and previously served as a member of the state house. And more tourists will come to Alaska next summer on cruise ships. Research by Wells Fargo Securities predicts about 6% growth from this summer's number, which is a little more than a million passengers. The company projects growth from 5 to 10% in other markets around the world. Cruise Lines International Association Alaska President John Binkley says the companies are following the money. They're just trying to get the best return on their investments for their shareholders. And he also says many tourists consider the state of Alaska to be safe and secure for their vacations. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for partly sunny skies for the rest of the day today, mostly cloudy skies for tonight. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.